You know, I don't know if everybody knows, but, you know, there's a lot we're going to have to get into today concerning the Word of God. But before we get into that, I need to let you know a few things. Number one is, 1 year ago today marks 1 year that the devil literally tried to take my life while I was preaching the gospel. While I was up ministering. But I'm still here. And that's going to mean something to you in a minute. But if you celebrate with me right now, I promise you somebody else is going to celebrate with you. Hallelujah. So like Pastor Noel said, you know, this is going to be a day that the devil just trying to do everything he can because he know his time is up. I said his time is up in your life. His time is up in your body. His time is up in your mind. His time is up in your money. Come on, say amen to this. His time is up in every area of your life because the Bible says, and you shall know the truth. You're about to be made free in some areas because of what you know. Because there's going to be some things that you're going to hear today that I promise you, you didn't know. And the Word of God says, my people are destroyed. The only reason why we lose in life is because there's something we don't know yet. But I bet you don't leave ignorant today. I said, I bet you don't. There will be nothing that's going to stop your forward progress in God. Go and put somebody against and say, I'm moving forward. Go ahead, tell them I'm moving forward. And before I get going, you know, I got a group of people that's here with me that I could not do what I do without. And, you know, I really love and appreciate each and every one of them. They are my riders, y'all. Like, they... Listen, like whatever it is, in church or out of church. Apostle Carl, where we got to pull up to? And they right there. These are my people, y'all. I love y'all with everything. I appreciate y'all. I honor y'all. Amen. They've seen me through all kind of stuff. And they still ride. That's the kind of people you need in your life, right? That no matter what, they just got you. Sometimes they be like, now that was stupid, but I got you. Amen. That was dumb, but I got you. I'm not going to let them talk about you, but I am, because I got you. Come on, push somebody and say, that's what I need. That's what I need. That's what I need. Are y'all ready to get into the Word of God? I promise you it's going to be life-changing. And now listen, we got a lot of Word to get to, so it might be a little bit more than what you're normally expecting, but I got to prove some stuff to you today in the Scripture. I just don't want you just to hear what I got to say. I'm going to let the Word of God do all the talking today. And God is going to bring some things down in your life. And there are some areas the enemy will not be able to win anymore in your life. And you will have victory in your physical mortal body today because of the Word of God. Say amen to that. Now, let's get into the Scripture of the Word. Well, before I do that, can we thank God for Pastors Al and Noel in the house? The pastors of I Am Church. Come on, I Am. Honor your man and woman of God today. Hallelujah. My people. Yeah. Hallelujah. You ready, Mario? You ready? All right. If you ready, then I'm ready, bro. Acts chapter number 10. Every scripture is going to be on the screen just so that way you don't got to try to turn to it because we got a lot to cover. Amen. Somebody said, we got a lot to cover. All right. Now, the Bible says, how God anointed who? how God anointed who? Jesus of Nazareth with what? With the Holy Ghost and with what? Power. Who went about doing good and doing what? Healing all that were what? Oppressed of the devil, for God. So then here in Acts 10:38, we see that anywhere that Jesus healed somebody, it was because the devil was oppressing them. Did you hear what I just said? I said, anywhere we see Jesus healing somebody, it was because the devil was oppressing them. Sometimes it was a possession, and sometimes it was an oppression. But I'm going to show you today that every sickness and disease, what I say? Every sickness and disease is a matter of demonic possession or oppression. Every one of them. You just thought you had something wrong with your body that passed down from, no, there was a spirit passed down from generation to generation. We got to know how to identify what's wrong with us. Because in your identification, you're able to get rid of it. Everywhere that somebody was calling something some kind of medical term, Jesus called it a spirit. And when the spirit left, the condition left. Say amen to this. When the spirit left, the condition left. So the spirit comes with the condition. And again, it's not about it, you know, because once we're that, well, let me get this out the way first. A born again believer cannot be possessed with the devil. Please tell me I don't got to go into that to make sure that y'all understand that Christians can't be possessed with the devil. It is impossible. I said it is impossible. What I say? It is impossible for a believer, a Christian, one who has given their life to Jesus, for Jesus to be in them. And because your Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you. So you mean that God, the Holy Ghost, and the devil can live in you? No. Either one is there or the other is there. And if you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, the devil can no longer possess you, yet through ignorance, he can oppress you. Let's keep reading. Go to the next one. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 through verse 2, verse 6, and verse 8. Verse 1 says, after this I looked, this is John talking, and behold, a door was open where? In heaven, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a what? A throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Verse 6. And round about the throne, everybody say the throne, the throne. Round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. Verse 8. And they rest not. And these angels, these beasts that were around the throne, God sat on the throne. And these beasts, these angels, they rest not day and night, saying what? Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. So then we see here that number one, we see that God is in heaven on the throne. Say amen to that. How many believe that? Now in heaven where God is, he has angels that surround his throne that rest not day or night, and they cry, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. So I need you to understand that God and his angels are where? In heaven. Can we see that through the word of God? Now let's go to the next one. Watch this. Revelation 12, verse 3 through 4, verse 6 and verse 8. And there appeared another wonder in where? In heaven. And behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. Now before we go to the next one, what's talking about right here, it says that Satan, who is the dragon, we're going to find that out in a minute. It says that he drew a third of the stars of heaven. When it talks about stars of heaven, it's talking about angels. Can you see that? Yes. Now watch this. The Bible says that there is an innumerable number of angels. So if there is an innumerable number of angels and Satan took a third of innumerable, that's still got to be a lot. Okay? Now, it says, the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast him to the earth. Go to verse 6. And there was war in heaven. Oh, verse 7 rather. And there was war in heaven. Everybody say a war in heaven. War in heaven. Michael and his angels, which belong to God, against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Michael and his angels against Satan and his angels. Are y'all still with me? Now watch this. And Satan and his angels did not prevail, neither was their place found anymore in, which means the devil and all of his angels after the fight got kicked out. They got whooped and they got kicked out. Amen. Now watch. Go to verse number 9. And the great dragon was what? Cast out, that old serpent called, and which does what? Deceiveth the whole world. He was what? Cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast with him. So then we see that there was all angels in heaven, Satan being one of them. He's called a cherubim. A cherubim has four faces: the head of an eagle, the head of an ox, the head of a man, and the head of lion. They got four heads. He has 6 wings: 2 wings to fly with, 2 wings that cover their face, 2 wings that cover their feet. If you saw one, you probably faint, pass out. Amen. Do not desire to see angels. Amen. Bible says his angels were cast out with him, which means that their home was no longer heaven. But I'm going to show you their home is not hell either. You need to find out where they are and how they're attacking you. Because once they get to hell, they can't come back. Go and put somebody and say, you better be listening to this. Go ahead, tell them. You better be listening to this. Let's go to the next one, fellas. Psalms 115, verse 16. The heaven, even the heavens, are whose? Come on, church, they're whose? The Lord's. But the earth has he given to who? So the earth don't belong to Satan. The earth belongs to us. So where is Satan if he ain't in heaven, he ain't in hell, and he can't even be on the earth because it belongs to us. So where is he? And where are his angels? Watch this. Let's go to the next one. Matthew 25, 41. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, which is in hell, or the lake of fire, which is what? Prepared for who? So it's prepared for the devil and his angels, but they ain't there yet. Are y'all getting this? So I'm not telling y'all what I think. I'm showing you the word of God. Now watch, let's keep reading, because we got to find out where this joker is. Genesis 1:27, because listen, we got to find out who the devil, we already found out who the devil is and his angels, and we don't know where they are yet, but we're about to find out. But now we got to find out where demons come from, because demons are not angels. I said demons are not angels. Angels are angels, they're just fallen. The angels that belong to Satan, they're still angels. They didn't like turn into some decrepit creatures. No, they're still angels. They're just in a fallen state. Watch this. Genesis 1:27, because we're getting ready to find out where demons come from. Everybody say, pay attention, pay attention. Genesis 1:27, so God created who? Man, how? Come on, God created man, how? In his own image, in the image of God made, created he him, male and female created he them. So in male and female is man. Man is mankind, which when you say man in scripture, it can either be a male or a female. In man is male and female. That's why the Bible says in Christ there is no male nor female. All are one in Christ in the image of God. God is God the Father, he's God the Son, he's God the Spirit. We are spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. We're made in his image after his likeness. The physical part of you is not made in the image and likeness of God. That's the earth that holds who you are. You are spirit. If a horse has a baby, what is it? A horse. If a cow has a baby, what is it? A cow. If a spirit has a baby, what? So watch this. Go to the next one, fellas. Genesis 6, verse 1. Verse 2, verse 4. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them. Verse 2. That the sons of God is talking about the fallen angels. That's the sons of God, the fallen angels. Saw that the daughters of men, that they were fair, they were beautiful, and these fallen angels took them wives of all the women that they chose. Now that they've been kicked out of heaven, now they're marrying women because they understand to reproduce on the earth, you got to be married. So they said, I've got to do what the law says in order for me to still participate in what I want to do. Because Satan's job was to get some of his seed on the earth. So to get his seed on the earth, he had to give his angels responsibility to find women, to sleep with them, to have children. Verse number 4, there were giants in the earth. That's where giants come from. They come from angel and human intercourse. There were giants in the earth after those days, and also after that when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. Now, before you go to the next verse, now listen to this, y'all. It says that these angels slept with women, and they became the giants, mighty men of renown. So then we see here that by these angels doing that, they had children that were not made in the image and likeness of God. These children are not male and female. Angels being with women is perverted, so whatever they produce is perverted. And because it was against God, whatever they did was evil. So then what happens to the deceased children of these species? Let's go to the next scripture. I'm going to tell you what happens to us. Ephesians 6:12. First, let me tell you where they are first. For we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness where? Spiritual wickedness where? So all of this stuff exists where? It's in high places. It's not in hell. Everything we fight against is above us. Let's keep reading. Ephesians 2:2, wherein in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of Satan is the prince of the power of the air. And we are wrestling against spiritual wickedness where? And he is the prince of the power of the air. Another name he has is Beelzebub, which means the Lord of flying things or the Lord of things that fly. So if he's the Lord of flying things or things that fly, and he's the prince of the power of the air, everything he does comes from the air. That's the reason why everything we watch on television. Whoever controls media controls the world. He is the prince of the power, and everything we watch on television, on social media, has to do with things coming through the air. So now Satan and his angels, I'm trying to let you know where this sickness and disease come from. We are talking about healing right now. You just don't know it yet. He says he's the prince of the power of the air. Now let's go to the next one. Watch this. John 4:14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him. Now this is Jesus talking to somebody that he was talking to a woman that was at a well. And he said, she was like, I'm thirsty. He was like, listen, you don't want that water. There's some water I can give you. He says, whoever drinks of this water, I shall give him, shall never what? Thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him, shall be in him. The water that Jesus gives shall be in us, a well of what? Water doing what? Springing up into everlasting life, which means that whenever Jesus comes into our life, somebody hear me, water is in us. The water of the word is in us. The water of his spirit is in us. And every time God does something anywhere, he needs water to do it. Do you not know that in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 1 and verse number 2, when the Bible says that the earth was without form and void, darkness ruled upon the face of the deep, and your Bible says, and the Spirit of God hovered upon the face of the waters. And then God began to speak, and everything God spoke came out of the water. So you've got to have water in you for God to produce something in you. And if there is a dry place in you, that's where the devil gets in. Are you listening to me? Let's look at the next one. Look at this. John 7:38, he that believeth on me, Jesus talking, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So again, we see when Jesus comes in, water comes in. I believe it's in, I don't have this scripture, but I believe it's in Ephesians chapter 5. It talks about when husbands can wash their wives with the word. The word in us washes us. The word in us and God in us is water, and Satan cannot be where water is. Come on, let's go to the next one. Look at this. Did I miss one? I think I missed one, fellas. Yeah, I need to go back. Come on here. Let me see. It's in Matthew 12:43-45. I don't know if that's on there. But Matthew 12:43-45 says this, people of God. Listen to this. It says that when a spirit goes out of a man, the spirit goes into dry places seeking rest. The spirit does not go to hell. So you can't cast out a devil and say, go back to hell where you came from. The devil said, no, you go to hell. You can't send him to hell. He ain't been there and he ain't going no time soon. The Bible says they go to dry places. Why are they looking for dry places? Because everything wet belongs to God. Go and put somebody and say, keep your life wet. Go ahead, tell them. That means that you got to have the word of God in every area in your life, because wherever there is a dry place in your life, it is an open door for the devil to come in or to oppress. And that's why he goes into dry places seeking rest until he can find another dry place to possess. So what are demon spirits? They are the disembodied spirits of those giants that is looking for another body to dwell. But those disembodied spirits, listen, they carry sickness and disease because they are foul. They are nasty spirits. That's why when Jesus cast them out, he says, shut up, you foul spirit. So now we see then that these evil spirits, these demons, they just go from person to person wherever they can find an open door. They're looking for dry places. That's why it's important that you get the word of God in every area that you possibly can, so you can make that place wet. So there can be water in that place. So there can be a spring flowing in that place. Let's go to the next one. Because now that we see where these demon spirits come from, I want to show you that where there are demons, there's sickness. Where there are demons, there is disease. Where there are demons, there are mental illness. When the demons leave, the sickness and disease leaves. The demonic spirits themselves, what I say? The demonic spirits themselves are the sickness and the disease. So when a demon spirit is in someone or oppresses someone, you take on the form of what just came in you or on you. And when the spirit leaves, whatever it brought with it leaves too, because it was it. That's what the spirit was itself. Luke 11:14, and Jesus was casting out a devil. And the devil was dumb. It was dumb. Not the person. The devil. But the person in whom the devil was became dumb because the devil was in him. It was dumb. And it came to pass when the devil was gone out, what happened? When the devil was gone, that spirit left, and so whatever came with it left too. He didn't have to learn how to talk. When the devil left, he began to speak immediately. Let's go to the next one. Look at this. Matthew 17:15. This was a man that brought his son to Jesus. He says, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic. He was crazy. Go on, put somebody, say, I know somebody just like that. Go ahead. No, don't say that. Don't say that. It says, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, and for oftentimes he falls into the fire and into the water. The man was explaining to Jesus what this devil was doing to his son. Let's go to the next one. It says, and Jesus rebuked who? Come on, what did Jesus do? He rebuked the devil, and what happened? He departed out of him, and the child was cured when the spirit left. The lunatic left. The spirit itself was the lunatic. So craziness don't just run in your family. Spirits that are crazy run through your family. And when you cast the spirit out, nobody else in your family will have to deal with it. Say amen to this. Let's go to the next one. Luke 13:11, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit. Are y'all getting this? Everywhere we see sickness and disease, there is a spirit who had a spirit of infirmity. How long? 18 years. And what was wrong with the spirit? It was bowed together. So when it entered her, she became bowed over. And could in no wise lift up herself. Go to the next one. And he laid his hands on her, and what? Immediately she was made straight and glorified God. When you say, well, I don't see no demon being cast out. Wait a minute. Hold on. We getting there. It says he laid his hands on her. Immediately she was made straight and glorified God, which meant that when he laid hands on her, something happened to where she was able to lift up herself. But she had been bowed over for 18 years. Go on here, put somebody in and say, it don't matter. Say, I don't care how long it's been. Say, it could be over today. Go to the next one. Jesus says, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound. See, all these particular things that people got healed of, we have all kind of medical terms for them, and we give people all kind of stuff, all kind of medicine, all kind of surgeries, which is okay if that's what you want to do. I just want the believer to know. I just want those who live in the kingdom to know. You can go that route and probably still get something done about it, the doctor route. But I'm saying, if you recognize this all a spirit, your Bible says, whom Satan has bound. These 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day. Satan had bound her through this demonic spirit, which had her bent over for 18 years. Cast the devil out of her, laid hands on her. Bible says she lifted up herself immediately. No therapy, no surgery. Again, I ain't saying nothing wrong with surgery. I ain't saying nothing wrong with any kind of therapy that you need to do. I'm just saying I just want you to know that Jesus don't need none of that. Did y'all hear what I just said? I know that goes against a whole lot of theology we're hearing today, because we are under the impression today that Jesus needs to have doctors. And now again, doctors are good. I want to teach you God's best. And then wherever your faith falls in between that, so be it. Because according to your faith, be it unto you. But I just want you to shoot for God. I don't want you shooting low. I know that, listen, everything that's wrong with anybody under the sound of my voice has a spirit attached to it. Everything has a spirit attached to it. What we do, we major on trying to say, well, everything ain't spiritual. Well, that's what the devil wants you to say, and he wants you to think that. And then he make you think that everything that really is spiritual is only natural, and he wants you to think that things are just natural or really spiritual. And he got the whole church backwards, which means that he's able to gain the advantage over us because of our ignorance. Your Bible says, lest Satan should get advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So the only way he gets advantage is through our ignorance. When we come to church and don't really want to hear the word, we just want to be entertained. We want the power. We want miracle. No. The Bible says the word of God is the power. Paul said it like this: I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God. The word of God is the power of God. So the more word you get, the more power you get. Do we got any more fellas, or was that the last one? That's it? Okay, now watch this, y'all. Now, where are all of the things that people had to be prayed over? Okay. Now, if you still got something you want to be prayed over, bring it up to the altar. You can bring it now. Bring me that thing that's right there, Pastor Marco, that black sock and that envelope right there. Even if you can write something down right now, yes, just wherever. If you even if you want to write something down, if you believe in God for a miracle somewhere now, the Spirit of God and Jesus himself is about to enter this room and heal bodies under the sound of my voice. Did y'all hear what I said? I said Jesus is about to enter this room as we worship him, and there will be sick bodies that will be healed. There will be ailments that will leave bodies in the name of Jesus. There will be diseases that will be dissolved in the name of Jesus. If you have something that you want to get on this altar that you want to be prayed for, bring it up, write it down, and then bring it up. If you have anything you want to believe God for, the miraculous will be in this house today in the name of Jesus. So I just wanted to give you enough information so that you know where this sickness and this disease is coming from. I want to give you enough information to let you know that what's wrong with you is not just something that is physical. It has nothing to do with the molecular structure of your this or your that. Now, there's explanations for everything that doctors have come up with, but at the end of the day, we see every time we see a sickness or disease, Jesus called it a spirit, and he cast it out, and when the spirit left, the disease left. Say amen. Amen. And again, I have nothing against doctors. I have nothing against therapy. I've gone to the doctor myself, so I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm saying where we should all be shooting for is Jesus is my healer. And you, listen, we sing these songs all the time. God is God all by himself. He don't need nobody else. But then you go and you start living real life and you say, God, I know you need a doctor. I know you need a therapist. God, I know you need this. I know, because now we need God to work with something. But no, God don't need to work with nothing or nobody. He is really God all by himself. You just got to build your faith up to that. You got to get enough water in you that believes God at that level. I said you got to get enough water in you that believes God at that level. Your Bible says the thief comes not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So anytime there is any stealing, killing, or destroying happening in your life, you know where it's coming from. I said anytime there is any stealing, killing, or destroying happening in your life, you know where it's coming from. And the thief is known as the devil. But Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and you may have it more abundantly. So everything that is going on in your life that goes against what the word of God says about you, you can identify it as a thief. You can identify it as a demonic spirit. And all you got to do is get a little wet in that area. Get some word in you on that area. And that devil will not be able to stay where that water is. The Bible says some people, when Jesus cast a devil out, they were healed, the Bible says, in the same hour. Some people, the Bible says, they were healed immediately. Some people, the Bible says, they were healed as they went. And the Bible says some were healed, within the hour. But listen to it, they were all healed, though. Some of you have things going on with you right now that there are certain things you cannot do. And if you enter into this time of worship that we're getting ready to get in, I promise you, by the time worship is over with you, you will be able to do what you could not do before. There is physical pain that some of you are experiencing in your body right now. But after this time of worship, that pain will be gone in Jesus' name. When Jesus enters a room, things change. Say amen. See, we have to have our faith built up in who Jesus actually is and what he actually came to do. Because if your belief is in something else, that's why things keep happening the way that they happen. You have no faith in the God that you say that you serve. And faith only comes in your God by hearing the word of God. If there's no word of God being heard, faith is not coming. If faith doesn't come, faith is void of moving in your life, and God is not able to do anything in your life. The Bible says it like this. It says that if there is anything that is on the inside of us, listen to this. If there's anything on the inside of us that is going against God, again, you got to get yourself in a position and a posture where your life is lining up, your faith is lining up, your belief in God is lining up, that you say, God, nothing is impossible for you. The doctor says this is impossible. That woman that had been bowed over 18 years, there was no possible way. I'm sure she, just like the woman with the issue of blood, had suffered many things of many physicians and had nothing got better, but everything kept getting worse. But the Bible says when Jesus came on the scene, her fountain of blood was dried up immediately. When Jesus came on the scene, the woman who was bowed over 18 years stood up immediately. So we are expecting God as we go into worship. Things are going to begin to happen in the atmosphere. Healing will take place as your hands are lifted. Healing will take place as your mouth is open and you're worshiping God. There's a song that I had for this particular time, fellas, if you can play that one. I believe it was the one that says, in you alone, in you alone. People of God, let's stand to our feet. We're getting ready to go before the Lord Jesus, because Jesus is my healer. Say that with me. Jesus is my healer. Say it again. Jesus is my healer. You alone. Hallelujah. Turn it up, fellas.
Come on, somebody. You alone. You hold my destiny.
Lift your hands and say, in you alone are you all alone. I need.
All I've ever needed.
In you alone.
You alone.
I am. My destiny.
You hold my destiny.
You alone are all I need.
You alone.
I am complete. Say it again. You alone are all I need. My
destiny.
Come on, lift those hands and say, you alone are all I need. Turn turn it up in the house, fellas. Come on, heal this place. For you alone, I am. Say it again, you alone are all I need.
Can I get somebody to worship it?
Worship him who sits on the throne. Worship the Lamb who lives forever and ever.
Because the enemy has been trying to oppress you. The devil has been speaking some things in your spirit. He done told you that you wasn't going to make it. But I'm here to tell the devil he's a liar. You may not be able to see your way out, but the Bible says, I will trust in the Lord with all my heart. Lean not to thy own understanding, but in all my ways, acknowledge him. He'll direct your path, because in him you are complete.
Just lift your hands. Just lift your hands.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah.
Continue to worship God in this moment. Just turn the music down. There you go. Come on, continue to worship God in this moment.
Thank you, Father God.
It is worship that gets his attention. It is worship that gets his attention. The Bible says that there was a woman that needed Jesus to do something for her daughter. When he said no, the Bible says she came worshiping him and got his attention and changed his mind. There were things going one way in your life, but there will be a supernatural interruption in your situation, in your body today, in the name of Jesus. I am not the healer. I know him. Jesus is the healer. Put your faith in Jesus that there is nothing too hard for him. I don't care what the situation is. Keep those hands lifted. There is nothing too hard for him. I don't care what the sickness is. I don't care what the disease is. I don't care what is going on in your body. If it is against the nature of God in you, Jesus died for that. The Bible says, and with his stripes, you are healed. And it's not a half healing, it's a whole healing. Now do this by faith. Say, I am healed.
I am.
Say it again. Say, I am healed.
I am healed.
Keep those hands lifted. Healing is falling from heaven. Lift your hands and receive. The Lord Jesus is touching every part of your body and bringing it back into right alignment with his word. We speak to respiratory issues. We speak to blood issues. We speak to cancer in the name of Jesus. Did you know that all cancer is a miscommunication between cells? We command those cells to speak correctly, communicate correctly. They're all demons of sickness and disease. And we free you now in the name of Jesus of every one of them. I said I free you now in the name of Jesus from every one of them. And Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, makes you free by his word and by his name today. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Now again, some of you will receive your healing immediately. You've already felt a difference, but some of you will receive it as you go today. Some will receive it within the next hour, but everyone that wants to receive will receive. Everyone who declares that they receive their healing now will receive their healing in Jesus' name. Because now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly and above whatever you have already asked him or whatever you even thought about asking him, he's going to do it by the Spirit of God that's in you. So I release healing in this room. I release Jesus the healer in this room. Jesus, heal your inheritance. Jesus, heal your people. Some of us don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. We lift up our eyes to the hills from which comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Every physical body under the sound of my voice, line up with the word of God. Line up with how you were created. The hand of the Lord goes into your body and fixes, goes into your body and restores, goes into your body and rearranges the things that that demon spirit tried to make be out of order until your death. But we declare death has been stopped today. And you shall not die, but you shall live in the name of Jesus. I said you shall not die, but you shall live in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands one more time, people of God. That's just the way that you keep receiving. That's why I keep telling you to lift your hands. So because you know that Satan is the one that did it, and Jesus is the one that heals it, if that thing ever tries to come back, you just deny its right and entrance back into your body. I said you deny its right. How do I deny? The Bible says submit yourself to God and resist the devil. That thing try to come back, resist it in the name of Jesus. I mean, talk to the thing. Resist it. You will not come back into my body. I was already healed in the name of Jesus. Shout, I am healed. I said, shout, I am healed. So you're not going to be healed. You are healed. It's just a matter of manifestation now. Say it again. I am healed. You're not going to be healed. You're not looking to be healed. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Now listen. If there's anybody, and you said that there was pain that I had when I came into this building. You had physical pain. I'm not talking about pain that you kind of get. You have physical pain, but the pain is no longer there. You had physical pain in your body when you came in, but the physical pain is no longer there. Wave at me really quick. I see one here, see one there, see one back there. Now listen, people of God, if there is something that you could not do before, you couldn't bend, you couldn't raise the arm, you couldn't turn your neck, you couldn't lift your shoulder, you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that, but you can do it, or you haven't even checked yet, just do it now in the name of Jesus. If you could not do it before, something you could not do. Is there anybody that has something different? You could not do something, but now you can. Yep. Okay. I love it. Now, many of you, I see you, sis. Amen. Now, many of you, you're going to have to go get an appointment with the doctor because you don't know if you've been healed because it's internal. And the only way you're going to know it's gone is if the devil tells you, but there will be no more symptoms. Amen. And again, if the symptoms try to come back, you just deny it. You just reject it. You just refuse it. Like if something come to your house that you didn't order, you'd send it right on back. I didn't order that. I don't got no sickness and disease coming to this body. I didn't order that. I got the word in my life. I got water in my life. Say amen to that. You are leaving this place healed today, but some of you are going to have to go get that report. And again, some may be healed within the hour. Some may leave as you go back home. But I'm saying just know you are healed. I said just know that you are healed. Don't let this anointing manifest and you let the devil trick you in your mind and you think your way out of your healing. Don't think your way out of your healing. Receive your healing. And you stand on this healing. And don't you let nothing come between you and what you believe God for today. Don't you let nothing come between you and what Jesus gave you today. What Jesus manifested in your life today. You cannot come to him and worship him and he not give you what you asked for. He says, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give what his children ask him for? And Jesus says, healing is the children's bread. Healing belongs to the children of God. Say, healing belongs to me. Say it again, healing belongs to me. Now, for those of you that brought your request up here for these miracles, I declare in the name of Jesus, stretch your hands this way towards your request. And those of you that are watching by way of Facebook or YouTube, type your requests in the comments. That's your act of faith. Type your requests in the comments. And as you type those requests and as you have written those requests down and they are on this altar, the Bible says that God always answers by fire. And fire represents whatever's up here is acceptable to God. Because, listen, these are things that have been laid on the altar for God to consume with his presence. And whatever is happening in all of these requests, I don't need to read the request. It was just an act of your faith to know that these things must change in the name of Jesus. I said these things must change in the name of Jesus. There will be a divine turnaround in every one of these things in the name of Jesus. There will be miracle signs and wonders in every one of these things in the name of Jesus. You will see change in the name of Jesus. Are your hands stretched this way? Father, as we release our faith, that as we have obeyed the instructions to write things down that we're believing you to do, believing you to change, believing you to deliver, believing you to save, believing you to break through, believing you to heal, we speak in the name of Jesus that all of these things that are written, the answer is yes and amen. The answer is, it is so. The answer is yes. And we declare this is the last day. I said we declare this is the last day. Say it with me. We declare this is the last day. Say it again. We declare this is the last day. This is the last day of this thing, of this spirit. Having authority, having power, having a place. The Bible says, give the devil no place. As of today, we shut the door and no longer give him place. We put the word of God in that area. We water that area with the word. Satan has to go find another dry place somewhere else. There are no dry places here in the name of Jesus. We speak it, we believe it, and we receive it. In Jesus' name. I said in Jesus' name. I said in Jesus' name. Now shout amen and clap your hands to Jesus.